They say I was born with a microphone. So really, but I'll be moving around a little bit because I don't like to. For the word of God, yes, we come back to this thing, but a little bit. You know my actions a little bit. Greetings in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God, and I thank for the elders who invited me. So it's a great privilege and a great thing to share God's word. I am borrowing God's word. This is not my words. I'm borrowing it. And I'm giving it to you. Only the Holy Spirit can teach you. Through the word and through gifted people. So don't neglect Bible study. Don't ever take it for granted that the Holy Spirit will teach me and I don't want to go for Bible study. I don't want any teaching. No. It doesn't happen. You'll sink. You won't lose your salvation. You'll sink. Be careful. The end times are coming. The world will pull you. And one of the greatest in the prophecy, if you want to know the end time is coming, you know what is the number one thing? Prosperity. Can you believe that? Prosperity. And you and I will be dragged into it if we are not careful. So today, the Lord put into my heart to teach me first. And that's about religion. And we're going to learn something about religion. Very, just go through, and it is shocking to me. I hope it is shocking to you too. Shocking in the way, in the sense, not an electric shock and then you finish. No. English word, no? There's a lot of meaning. Okay, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful you are our Father. Yet you are our God. We can come to you in and through the Lord Jesus because you see us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And through the power of the Holy Spirit and your word, we stand in awe. As we were reminded, you are a great God, the greatest of all. Help us, we pray, in and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, it says over there, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. You want to know a person, how he is? Just talk to him for 10 minutes. Ask him some questions, you'll know what he is. It's not judgmental. What he thinks is what he is. If I and you come for worship and we think something else, that is what you are. If you come for worship and your mind is wandering, my mind is wandering for lunch and biryani and all that, that is what you are. So, what you think, so we have to be careful what we think. No. Especially when we come for a worship and every day. It's not just worship, every day. We have to be careful what we think and what we understand. And what is this, do you know? What is given over there? Heart. Do you know what is the meaning of heart? A lot of people think this heart. And they say, this, my heart is aching. Your heart is not aching. If your heart is aching, you're having a heart attack. Go to the doctor. Dr. Jacob is ready there. Huh? Madhu, eh? He's also. No. Heart means, you know what? It is the center of a human being. It is the very image God put into our hearts, into our being in this body. It is where the emotion, the will, the intellect, and the conscience, and the mind is. That is called heart. And it is in that we are connected to God or we are not connected. If we are not connected to God, our thinking will be not godly. If you are connected to God, you will be thinking godly. That is the meaning of heart. Many people do not understand what is the meaning of heart. That's the very image God put in. And the scripture teaches us heart, soul, spirit interchangeably. Without the spirit, the body is dead. The spirit and the soul is what makes us go. The real being is your spirit and your soul, not you. God sees you in your spirit and in your soul, not in your body. He cannot see you in your body because this body is sinful. So what he does is, he takes you, when the time you were born again, he places you in Christ Jesus, that is called the baptism, spiritual baptism, and when God sees you, he sees you in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Not help of the Holy Spirit for God, for us. Beloved, I understood this. My Olympic gold medal and all was all rubbish. When I understood this, that God doesn't see me because I got wealth, because I am from Vancouver, or I am from here and from there. No, he sees you in Christ Jesus, period. You have to take it, otherwise you become self-righteous. God cannot see you besides the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are hidden in Christ, Colossians 3:3. We are seated in Christ in the heavenly places, Philippians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3. Paul says that. Even though you are here, you are there also. Even though Christ is there, Christ is here also. It's a mystery. Don't ask me. You study the Bible, the Holy Spirit will teach you. So what is the definition of religion?
Man's attempt to reach God.
Who said that? Very good. Very good. Simple as that. Man's attempt to reach God. And can you reach God? And we are trying. Try maadu. Solpa adjust maadu. Adjust maadu. Try maadu. Connection barthare. Ena barthare. That is no barthare. My Kannada is a little bad, okay. Understood? Man trying to reach God. And God's standard, we heard this morning from, where was the Psalm? 39, huh? Great God. God's standard is very high, beloved. We cannot bring God's standard to a human level. And that is what we are doing, the religion does, and the church also is doing it. In our worship and thanksgiving, in our prayer, in our Bible study and various other aspects of it, we are not understanding who our God is. So what we do is, we bring God to our level. You cannot do that. God's standard is very, very high. Extremely high. What is the number one character of that? Or attribute? He's holy. You cannot approach him. Many are trying, and many have tried, and many are doing. Beloved, there are only two religions in this world, if I can use the word. Can you guess which are the two religions? One is what? They'll say this one, that one, Hindu, this thing, that this thing, Bhai, this is Muslim, this is wait. Hold on. These are the religions of the world. I don't have time, otherwise one day I'll come here. I have cut this and made it short. All these religions say what? We are with God. There are only two religions, my dear brother and sister. One is, listen carefully, is the religion of Satan, and the other one is the religion of the true and living God. If I can use the word religion, it's a relationship between the names are given. That is the confusion. There are different names put to it, but there are only two. There is only darkness and what? You cannot have darkness and gray. Can you? It has to be what? Darkness or light, biblically speaking. Now, darkness here means what? Darkness here means evil, wickedness, not this darkness. Light poichu, dark light. No. And righteousness means what? Right standing with God. The true and living God. Not Velakku, this Velakku. Now, let me ask you now. I'll try my best, the Lord willing, through the power of the Holy Spirit, try and complete otherwise next time. Where did the first religion start? Genesis chapter 4. Where did it start? Cain and Abel. Do you know the story? What is the story? Cain brought what? Sugar cane and various other things. This is what he done. That's how I know Cain. Abel brought what? He was able to bring what? He brought an animal. What is wrong in Cain bringing vegetables and this and that and all? What is wrong? Nothing wrong. That was what he's doing. He cultivated that, so he brought what is his offering. He thought it's the best and brought it. Abel took what he did by faith in understanding what God wanted. What did God want? Little more. Blood sacrifice. Abel was able to do it. And he satisfied the Holy God. He came according to the standard of God. You cannot go against the standard of God. Whether you are rich or poor or whatever it is. These are the first two human beings after Cain and Adam and Eve. Abel came, gave it, and how do we know that God accepted it? Consumed. Very good, Usha. God consumed it. Beloved, are you in a religion? Am I in a religion? Are we following what God's standard is or your own standard and we're camouflaging ourselves and walking around? Are we following a religion? Okay. The next in Exodus 32:4. Don't go there. What was the religion there? Golden calf. What were they doing? You know something? Let me tell you something. Listen carefully now. If you want to know what is worship, go and study Exodus, the golden calf. Their worship was to the core, authentic worship. But what was it? False worship. Their worship, they worshiped the golden calf authentically. They worshiped the golden calf in spirit and in truth, but it was false. What a tragedy. Huh? If you want to know worship, but it's false. Religion. They worshipped another God. Not God's standard. Beloved, I'm going to ask you one thing now. What is the greatest war that we are fighting? In line with this, what is the greatest war we are fighting? Beloved, you and I, we are fighting. We don't know. You know what is the greatest war we are fighting? It's called ideology. We are fighting. We are holding on. That is why Psalm 119:105 says what? Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word is treasured in my heart that I might not sin against you. Hebrews chapter 4:12 says what? The word of God is alive and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we maintain and be sustained. Otherwise, you and I will fight an ideological war in your workplace, in your home, and wherever it is. You are fighting it in your workplace. Because of money. And you are compromising it. And you become weak. And then we come to church. We, I said we. Not you. We means what?
I'm included.
Oh, my goodness. We don't have to be paranoid. We don't have to be anxious. But we have to be careful. You're fighting a war. Ideology. Now here comes the clutch. Religion. Behind the auto rickshaws are here and there, everywhere we'll say, God loves you, Jesus loves you. Correct, no? I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. What is the problem? Tell me. That's my problem, right? Not your problem. No, God love. Do you love God? Do you love God?
Not possible.
You know what is the question? I'm going to ask you now. Do you love Jesus? Why are you all quiet now? Are you? What is the problem?
Yes.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Do you know Jesus?
Yes.
Next month, everybody is going to know about Jesus. What a confusion there is going to be next month. But you know what Jesus is asking? I don't know you. What? What is Jesus asking? Does Jesus know you? It's not a play on words. You know Jesus, but does Jesus know you? You don't have to say yes, no. Valid question. You can be a religiously and say, I love Jesus, and but does Jesus know you? அது எப்படி பா குத்தே இல்லை. You want to check if you're religious? Check and see. Does Jesus know me? Now you want to see, let me give you the biblical background. Let me give you a biblical support. Do you know where it is? Matthew chapter 7. Let's go there quickly. I'll read it. 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter it by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushels, nor figs, nor thistles are they. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. The good tree cannot produce bad fruit. Now, can a bad tree produce good fruit? Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruit. Now, listen carefully now. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you practice lawlessness. I know Jesus. Everybody knows Jesus. Even the day when Jesus was in this world, they knew him. What's the big thing? And the two precious people who knew him as close as ever, do you know who it is? The two thieves on the cross. One he didn't go for Bible study, baptism. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go, okay? He didn't go anywhere, anything. The fruit of repentance came. The Holy Spirit touched him. He received salvation. The other one lost. He knew Jesus. Jesus knew him. God granted him salvation. God granted him the fruit of repentance. You see, God's standard. Here, brothers and sisters, there are two gates. One is a narrow gate, and there's a broad gate. In the narrow gate, it says to heaven. In the broad gate, it says what? To heaven. No! To heaven! Destruction, it is leading you to destruction. You're right. But in the front is put heaven. So you come over here and you see one narrow gate, you see a broad gate. You stand over there in the crossroads and you say, Inky Pinky Ponky, father had a donkey, donkey died, father cried, Inky Pinky Ponky. Okay. No. It's not like that. Many will enter through the broad gate. Because there it says, into heaven, rejoice, be glad, for this is your life. When they go inside and turn that side, they see what? Hell. You are going to hell. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Thank you. Till then, you are in the broad road. And you're going and going and going. When you look back and say, I'm trapped. I'm going to hell. The narrow gate, what? It says heaven.
and you will go in it because that is what God wants you to go. Through the narrow gate. And that is true salvation. When you are truly born again, you will enter through the narrow gate. God will make you enter through the narrow gate. Why? Because through the narrow gate, you can't take your car, your fridge. You can't take all that. Your stove, your cooking stove, Prestige. I have Prestige and I've got Sanyo. And I've got Bosch. I got all this. How will I take it? The wife will say, Beda, don't go to the narrow gate, broad gate. Husband will say, Illa, Beda. So you do one thing, put it on your head, put it here, put it there, everywhere. No, God says you will deny yourself and come and take up the cross and follow me. You can't take anything through the narrow gates. So a lot of people will come there and say, Illa, broad gate, what do you inhabit it? What? We play fool with God. They enter the broad gate.
Brothers and sisters, you and I cannot take anything. Don't accumulate. There is one preacher who said, we are like garbage bins. Oda. I looked at the preacher and I looked at him, and when he completed, I said, Hallelujah, I am the worst garbage bin. So he explained to me, you know what we are doing? You know what does the garbage bin do? Collects what?
Garbage.
If it doesn't collect, the garbage bin doesn't collect, what happens? He'll cry. He'll say, Ayo, podapa. Garbage, putleri. And when you throw the garbage again, putleri. Oh, I'm very happy. Garbage bin. We are garbage bins. You know why? We are taking the useless and nonsense things of the world and accumulating it. When you see Christ and the surpassing knowledge of Christ, Philippians chapter 3 verses 9, 10, 11. When you see Christ and the surpassing greatness, we heard of this morning, the great God. When we know and understand the great God, these things become rubbish. Nobody is saying don't have a car, don't have a house, nobody is saying that. But where will you take it? Your focus is gone. Rubbish. What am I? Garbage bin. But I can't sit over there and say I'm a garbage bin. Thanks be to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He made me what? A son, a daughter of the living God. I'm precious in the sight of God. I'm hidden in Christ Jesus. He sees me in and through and He pours His blessing upon me.
Beloved, don't accumulate. Don't accumulate. Nobody is saying don't work. Nobody is saying don't earn money. Nobody is saying don't have good food. Nobody is saying if you have a car, drive your car. Tomorrow go on a bullock cart. Nobody is saying that. Tomorrow you take a cycle and go because Alan preached. It's all garbage. Don't take your dining table and throw it out. It's garbage. No, that's not the meaning. The meaning is if you come to know who Christ is and the surpassing knowledge of who Christ and what He did on the cross of Calvary for us in His death, burial and resurrection, these are all rubbish.
Right? Narrow gate.